This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Five Democratic presidential candidates, 5,000 Black millennials, and church leaders from all across the country are in Atlanta this week for the Young Leaders Conference. They'll talk about everything from diversity in politics to gun violence, mass incarceration, and immigration. U.S. Senator Cory Booker, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, along with U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, they are all speaking at this event. Atlanta-based Minister Mark Moore Jr. is the host of the conference. He joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
All right. So there is this relationship between political leaders and the Black church. What do these leaders need from the Black church?
You know, that's a great question. And first of all, thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. I love this show. And I think that that's a relevant question that you're asking. And the best answer that I can give is that I think they need attention. I think that the best thing that the Black church can give these leaders, and I believe the reason they're excited to come, is because they need to be heard. I don't have to elaborate even on how important the political process is, especially in this phase of life that we're in for many people. Mm-hmm. And you cannot make an informed decision without information. And the time is gone for us to vote based on who has the prettiest campaign mm-hmm. slogan, who has the nicest website. We really need to be aware of the issues. And I think that that's what's going to be important. People yeah. need to make informed, not emotional decisions, informed decisions.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this conference. This is not the first year you're doing this.
No, ma'am. This is not the first year. We actually started a few years ago as a retreat with 50 people at the DoubleTree Hotel meeting room, not even a ballroom. You know, there's a difference between a meeting room and a ballroom.
Right, right.
And since then, it has really just ballooned into something that has grown faster and larger than I thought it would. So we've gone really from 50 to 5,000. This year, of course, we're at the Georgia International Convention Center. We have the entire building, 5,000 leaders from 49 states, and I believe 21 countries around the world are coming.
What made you wake up and say, I want to do this?
Well, when we're stressed out and looking at the budget, I ask myself that question every day. Why did I decide to do this? But I think the best answer is I felt that there was a need for a gathering that would empower people in more than one arena of their life. So our focus, our thrust is ministry, media, and the marketplace. We feel that people can win in multiple areas at the same time, and that's really our thrust.
Mm. Now, this is what I've been hearing, the struggle in the Black church and many churches, mm-hmm. is that millennials have kind of gone away from that or not come to it. Do you mm-hmm. find that that is the case? And how do you bring more millennials to church and to worship?
That's an interesting conversation that's going on outside of this studio and in settings all across the country right now. Mm-hmm. But I think that the answer to that is we sometimes talk about millennials as this mysterious, never before seen, strange, spooky generation. Who are these people? Millennials are people, and people across the board, they want authenticity, they want relationship, they want community. And I think that if we want to see that element, that demographic appear in our churches again, we must emphasize the relationship aspect. Unfortunately, culture changes every 2 to 3 years. The church changes every 10 to 15. Mm-hmm. So we tend to be a little bit behind in some ways. But if we could emphasize the relationship and the community piece, everybody wants relationship. Show me a generation that didn't want relationship. Baby boomers want relationship. The greatest generation want relationship. I think we just have to figure out how to identify and give that to this generation, and we'll see more of them come.
Not only are you doing this conference, but you're also in church.
Yes, ma'am.
You co-work with your father.
I do.
I want you to talk a little bit about what gives you hope and faith as you continue your walk, because mm-hmm. we have certainly been dealing with our share of gun violence in this country, yeah. immigration issues, and things that really just weigh people down.
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, if we look at what we see in front of us, it's going to be extremely hard to find hope. I wish, especially as a preacher, I wish that I didn't have to say that. But if we look around, every time it seems we cut on the news or cut on television or any of our major outlets, it's something negative. It's something impacting people in a negative light. And so I think that the key to finding that happiness, finding that joy, is tapping into our purpose, tapping into what we believe God has placed us here to do, and finding ourselves doing that. There is no real fulfillment outside of purpose. And I think that if we would tap tap into that, I think that many of us would be able to do what I'm trying to do, and that's press on and realize I can't win everybody. I can't fight every battle. But what is it that I'm uniquely positioned to make an impact in? What is the area that I am uniquely skilled and called to connect and to make positive change in? I think if we would focus on identifying our purpose and what God has placed us here to do, I think that we'll find much, much, much more peace.
Mm. All right, Atlanta-based pastor Mark Moore Jr., you are the host of this Young Leaders Conference, and you can find out more about it by going to our website, gpbnews.org. We'll have all the information there. We thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you so much for having me.
This is GPB.
Can't take my joy, devil. Makes me cut.